Since Donald Trump was inaugurated as the president of the United States, there's been something happening all across the globe that few people have noticed until a new report came out this past weekend. And what you may not have noticed is that fewer foreigners are coming into the United States. And guess what? It's not just because of Donald Trump's Muslim ban. See, tourism from foreign countries to the United States is a $250 billion industry, one of the largest industries in the United States. But thanks to Donald Trump, people from all over the world are not coming to the United States. And it's not just Muslims, no. It's white Anglo-Saxon people from European countries that are allegedly our allies. But Donald Trump has done nothing but insult everyone across the planet since being elected and even during the campaign. So now people are not coming into the United States. According to the major travel agencies in the United States, we have already seen a 14% drop in tourism from Western Europe to the United States and over a 40% drop in tourism from the Middle East to the United States. All told, it's cost about $7 billion from the U.S. economy from people not coming to the United States. And again, they're not coming here because of Donald Trump. They see his attitude, his actions towards foreigners. They see and hear what he says and does about his own people here in the United States. They view his Mexican border wall or his Muslim ban as an intense hatred for anyone not from the United States. And therefore, they think it's too dangerous, even if they're a white Christian, to come into the United States. It's not worth the risk. So they're finding other travel destinations to go to, other places to spend $7 billion. And now Donald Trump, as a businessman, after all, that's what Republicans picked him for. Shouldn't he understand the fact that his words, his actions are costing us billions of dollars? Just because he wants to be a xenophobic idiot, we're losing billions of dollars from the U.S. economy? He doesn't care. And you know why he doesn't care? Because most of these tourism dollars actually go to coastal communities that in fact did not vote for Donald Trump. So why is he going to do anything to protect them? They didn't vote for me, so screw them. That's what Donald Trump is thinking right now. Meanwhile, all along both the East and West Coast, businesses are losing tons of money because of Donald Trump's disgusting rhetoric and his hatred for everyone who is a non-white American. It's costing us billions of dollars so far. And we're only 2.5 months into this presidency. As the year goes on, if Donald Trump is still president, we're going to lose even more money. And again, Trump's not going to care about it because the people who voted for him and his particular businesses, they're going to be doing just fine. Because at this point, Donald Trump doesn't need tourism to keep his businesses afloat. He's doing that on his own with our tax dollars by going to a Trump-branded property every single weekend and spending millions of dollars. It's costing the local communities millions of dollars as well. But again, as long as Donald Trump gets to line his own pockets, the rest of us can go to hell. If you like this video, make sure you like, comment, share, and most importantly, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. If you've done all those things, please check out all the videos below. Stay up to date with everything we do here at Ring of Fire.